America weekend.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest is a true American icon. He has been a part of the fiber and fabric of American pop culture for over 50 years. His new book, Keep Moving, and Other Tips and Truths About Aging, celebrates the notion of getting older while living younger. It is an absolute pleasure to be able to say hello to the one and only Dick Van Dyke. Dick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed.
This book is a wonderful read, and you mention in the book something you call the Gray Rights Movement, a revolution to change the way that we think about aging. Tell me about it, and tell me how the book came about.
Actually, my publisher called and suggested the book. They apparently noticed I was a little more spry than my contemporary,
mm-hmm.
especially the dead ones. And I said, it's going to be a kind of a slim volume because the idea is to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I sat down and started with a writer, and it just flowed out. I realized how much more there is to say about it. There's attitude and open-mindedness, a certain spirituality, along with the health things. And it just came out. I was amazed. I things I didn't know I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Not until I put it on paper.
You know, it's amazing. There is a part in the book you talk about, and this took place a long time ago. You're on the set of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and you pull a muscle, and you go to the doctor, and you think, all right, I'll be fine in a few days. I'll get through this. And he warns you about the onset of arthritis, and he talks about, hey, you're going to be in a wheelchair in a few years. And all of a sudden, you start moving and dancing in front of him, and it sort of became a calling for you because you kept moving, and you've always been physically active. And I think it's true that if you're physically active, it feeds into your mental state and how active you are, not just physically, but mentally. So that was a very important time for you to make this decision to be as active and as spry as you are still to this day.
Oh, yeah. That really threw a scare into me because I didn't want to give up dancing or anything else. And so I've kept moving every day, and I have arthritis, and it's, aged along with me. But it really doesn't bother me. I stretch every day and go to the gym every day. And I'm trying to convince people to not throw in the towel.
Yeah.
You know, the concept of aging in this country is just horrific.
That's
young
true.
Young people would rather die before they get old.
Yeah.
Being youthful and beautiful and a rock star is very important. But there's so much you can do.
You are certainly a rock star in so many different ways, and you have found a wonderful partner to share this time in your life, your wife, Arlene. And there's another story in the book. Last year, around the time of your birthday, she was performing a belly dance.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, yeah. You're sitting there, and you started to feel the movement, and you started to feel the music, and you stood up, and you started to walk to the stage. And tell me what happened next.
I had seen her rehearsing,
mm-hmm.
So I kind of had a vague idea of the moves. I just, I lost control. And I'm the world's only male belly dancer.
Wow, see that?
The audience thought I did pretty good.
You did, and you know something? It's on YouTube. Somebody actually put that on YouTube. If you search that,
my God.
Yeah, so not only can you read about it in this wonderful new book afterwards, you can actually see Dick belly dance with his wife on stage. And you know what? If you thought Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang were good, where do you see this? So it's fabulous. You're just your mind.
I haven't seen that.
Yo, it's up there. I saw it about.
I gotta see that.
Definitely do that. I saw it about a week ago. When I learned you were going to be on the show, I started to look at stuff on YouTube, and it's incredible, and it's a fun video, and Dick really is quite a belly dancer. So there you go. Your career is unbelievable in so many different ways. And part of this career has been this long-lasting friendship with Carl Reiner, and you mentioned this in the book. Tell me about that friendship and how it's changed and how it's endured after all these years.
Well, he had done the pilot with himself,
mm-hmm.
originally, and somebody said, we like the script, but get a better actor for your part. And he had seen me in a Broadway show, and I came out and did the pilot, and we had five unbelievable years. We all say it was the best 5 years. It was creative. It was fun. As Maury said, it was like going to a party every day. And Carl, on top of that, is one of the wisest human beings I know and one of the nicest. He's 93 now and still got all his marbles and is still funny. And we talk quite often. And it's he's my favorite person in the world.
Yeah, he's quite a man. Everybody knows you, as of course, for the Dick Van Dyke Show. Also, Diagnosis, Murder in Later Years, the movies. I loved some of your other work as well. Some of your dramatic work, The Comic, which is a brilliant movie, also written by Carl Reiner, if I remember correctly, right?
Right. We know we found that script on the shelf at Columbia.
Really?
It's just been laying around. So Aaron Rubin and Carl and I sat down, and we rewrote it. And actually kind of rewrote it every day. But not many people saw that movie. I felt it was authentic about the that time of the film industry. It caught a certain flavor that I liked.
Yeah, if you're a fan of that age of film, the age of Buster Keaton, the age of Stan Laurel, that is a wonderful movie to take a look at because it's very true to that era. You also did some other terrific dramatic work through the 70s. There is an episode of Columbo that I love that you're in when you play a photographer. Also the film The Morning After, so many different things. How different is it or was it for you at that time to be able to switch from comedy to drama? How different is that?
Well, you know, most serious actors say that comedy is the hardest. But for me, it's the other way around. Comedy and music have a rhythm, you know, that I can feel. Drama has a whole different beat, and I have trouble with it. I was quite proud of The Morning After.
Mm-hmm.
I find that it's used in a lot of rehab centers.
Yeah.
I talk to people who come out of rehab and were impressed by the movie. And so it's out doing some good.
It sure is. And it was very true to that time and very different for that time, too, because a lot of times film didn't really grab onto to real issues and show them in a very realistic, gritty way. And that film does that. You talked about your stage career. Bye Bye Birdie. People of my age, everybody who was in high school in the 80s actually did Bye Bye Birdie as we did at our school. But Bye Bye Birdie,
I think I've seen them all.
Ours was the best. Let me just tell you that, Dick. But you were auditioning okay. for a lesser role. Gower Champion sees you, and then he tells you he wants you to play the role of Albert Peterson. That must have been quite a surprise.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. I went in and auditioned and sang a little tune, I think, from Music Man,
mm-hmm.
and did what my semblance of a soft shoe. And he came up on the stage and said, "You've got the part." I said, "You know, I don't dance." He said, "We'll teach you." And my God, did he ever.
Wow.
I discovered dance. What changed my career was we were in Philadelphia doing previews,
mm-hmm.
and the guys overnight wrote a song called Happy Face
mm-hmm.
for Cheetah Rivera, and brought it down to the set, and everybody loved it. And Gower Champion said, "Look, the skinny kid hasn't got anything to do in the first act. Let him have the song." And that pretty well changed my life.
Yeah. When people hear that song, they think of you. And that song has just identified you and your career all throughout to today. The final question.
It sure has.
It's amazing. The other question is, we get back to the idea of the book, is what is the most surprising thing you have discovered as you have grown older?
Oh, well, it's full of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I turned 80, I said, "Well, you know, this is satisfactory." I didn't realize it was going to be a little downhill from that. But what surprises me is, despite having arthritis most of my life, I'm still very, very active. Got a lot of spring in my step, and I still dance and sing. And I haven't really slowed down. I mentioned in the book the things you do have to give up.
Right.
I don't play tennis anymore. And things, I don't run the 100-yard dash anymore. But you have to replace it. And if you lose contemporaries, you know, you need
right.
to get some young friends. You have to stay social. It's so important. And keep the brain going.
Mm-hmm. And just stay out there and enjoy life every single day as much as you possibly can. And that
yes,
is, yeah.
Sing and dance. It doesn't matter how much you stink, sing and dance anyway.
That's right. Even if you're by yourself, you're your own best audience. Let me tell you that. Once again, Dick's new book is Keep Moving and Other Tips and Truths About Aging. It's available in bookstores at Amazon and at barnesandnoble.com. It is a terrific read. It makes a tremendous gift. Dick Van Dyke, this has been a dream come true having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
A pleasure for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there he goes, folks. You got to admit, He is truly an American icon, and it's amazing to be able to go back and really look at the overall career that he had. Do you know, and I didn't even get a chance to bring this up with him, he was the anchor of the CBS Morning News in 1955. They tried to put a show on to take on the Today Show. Walter Cronkite was his newsman. The show didn't last long, but he stayed at CBS, and eventually Carl Reiner wrote the show, and the pilot didn't work out with Reiner starring as Rob Petrie, and along came Dick Van Dyke, and history was made. And for me, this is quite a thing, to be able to talk to this man, because when I was in high school, I was in all the musicals, and we all had to watch Bye Bye Birdie, and as a student of comedy and a student of top-quality performers, Dick Van Dyke is at the top of the list. So it's a terrific book. I read it last night. If you have someone in your family that maybe is getting a little depressed and a little sad because of their age, maybe their health is starting to get to them a little bit, get them this book. And hopefully in some little way, it will help them put on a happy face. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.